Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Annie's Spiritual Journey by Hilda Adams is based on Hilda's actual experiences and those of her beloved daughter. This book takes the reader on a wonderful physical and spiritual journey. It involves deep meditation and a loving relationship between a mother and her daughter. It's Hilda's intention to portray the emotions felt along their journey, which lasted 20 years. Hilda is a native of Louisiana, resident of Pennsylvania for 20 years. Her accomplishments have been many throughout the years. Annie's Spiritual Journey is her second book. Her first book, published in 2021, is Annie's Enchanted Years. Hilda has a Bachelor of Arts degree in education, a Master's in education, and a Specialist degree in special education, along with training in the ministry field. Hilda has been teaching for 35 years and working with the Children's Bureau for 15 years. Hilda Adams, author of Annie's Spiritual Journey, is our guest on This Week in America. Hilda, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's indeed a privilege to be able to speak with you, and I do appreciate the opportunity very, very much. Thank you.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking about your daughter and the special relationship and the story as it unfolds in Annie's spiritual journey. Let's talk about Annie to begin the conversation. Was she independent as a child?
Oh, yes, very much so. At a very early age. I remember the once she was very, very little, very young, and she was eating French fries with her fork, and people in the restaurant said, "Look at this child." before the age of two, she would insist of bringing a fancy little bag with extra clothing in case she would soil herself. And this was about 18 months to 2 years. I thought that was extraordinary. That impressed me at the time. She did choose to do tap and ballet on her own at the age of 2.5.
Wow.
She made friends with the neighborhood children very easily, as well as the children in the nursery school.
It's just an amazing story, and Hilda does such a remarkable job of telling it in this book, her second book, Annie's Spiritual Journey. When did you notice that Annie was a very special child?
I noticed this at a very early age. Again, at the age of two, she wanted to go swimming. She wanted swimming lessons. And I remember my father saying, "She's too little. She can't do that." And I said, "Well, from that time on, you know, Annie kind of got what she wanted." But anyway, she did become a very good swimmer at two. She also wanted dancing lessons. And at age three, she was into both tap and ballet. And, of course, every year they had a dance review. And at the age of three, being that we were around New Orleans, we were great with the carnival clubs. And she decided she wanted to be the beauty contest that the Mardi Gras world. And she won first place in eight of the contests that she took place. And, yeah, that was a little bit, of course, this was my first child and only child, and I was very well pleased with her.
What a remarkable young person, Annie. We're talking about her. The book is Annie's Spiritual Journey. Hilda Adams, the author and our guest on the program. Book you'll find available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to ask about her personality. Fill it in a little bit from what you're telling me. She's a really loving, caring, outgoing human being.
Yes, she was very fun-loving, very ambitious, a very sweet disposition, outgoing to make friends easily in games, sports, cheerleading. She loved to get along with others and go for walks in the neighborhood. That was just too cute. At that time, our neighborhood was a very safe place. And, you know, she had a few little girlfriends that would go along for a stroll.
Oh, nice.
And I thought that really enriched her personality, yes.
Did her character reflect special strength as you think about it?
Yes. As I think about it, it sure did. She was a goal setter. At age 5 or 6, she determined to, she was pretty determined to have her way, although she never did have those terrible temper tantrums like at 2. But she's very, she was manipulative in some ways as a child, but in a sweet way. Her academic achievement was just great, you know, from kindergarten through 4th grade and then all along in elementary school. And she continued with all of these extra strengths. And the age of 12, what really surprised me was that she preferred to put tap and ballet on the side for a while to attend what we called a confirmation class, because this is something she wanted to do with one of the religions. But anyway, she did that. And of course, I was always backing her up if I considered her to be on the right path. But this was a difficult decision for me to, you know, she was still good at the dance reviews, and that was so much fun. Why, you know, did she want to go and do this? And she went to the Catholic priest, and she said, my mama and my grandfather are a little bit confused, but I want to be Catholic, and I want to be confirmed. I thought, oh, my God. My God. My gosh. But anyway, so goes the story, and that's what she did. And that was kind of young at 12 to do that.
Well, it really is. What a remarkable young lady. We're talking about the book Annie's Spiritual Journey. Annie was a daughter of Hilda Adams, the author of the book. It sounds like she was ambitious, a goal setter at a very early age. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is true. Very ambitious. She always wanted to do something. In the summertime, she always attended one of the summer camps or the Girl Scouts camps or different religious classes they had. She was never really just idle. There was something always very special for her to do, and not because she was pushed to it, because, you know, she chose to do these things.
It's just an amazing story that unfolds in Hilda's book, the second in the series. This is Annie's Spiritual Journey. You'll find this, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. The first book is still available, Annie's Enchanted Years, that you can get as well. Talk about Annie's education. What were her motivation in terms of education, goals in terms of education?
Her motivational achievements were, well, she really was motivated highly to proceed on. And that really helped her to achieve as much as she did. The honor roll was constantly in grade school. But in high school, something that we call the who's who in American high school students. She got the outstanding award, and I still have the plaques for 1993, 94, 95, and 96. So that was each year that she was, you know, one of the outstanding students in America. In 1996, which is the year she finished high school, President Clinton signed a special award that we still have today. And at the age of 17, she was admitted into college.
That's just an amazing story. Annie's Spiritual Journey by Hilda Adams, the book available wherever books are sold. Tell me about the title, Annie's Spiritual Journey. How did you come up with this title? What's the message of the title?
Well, that came along many of our walks. We'd walk under the oak trees along the bayou land. This was in Louisiana. And she would tell me, my mother was a very religious person, but just had things kind of set in her own way. And it took Annie to see, Mama, I think Grandma's got it all wrong. Don't you see it this way or that way? And I started to really kind of thing. Now, where's this child coming from? And as you read the book, you'll see the second book, Annie's Spiritual Journey, is only about my mother, myself, and Annie. That's three generations. And it's only her conclusions and what she thought and believed, you know, that's portrayed in that book. I would strongly recommend reading the first book for younger children. It starts from the time she was five. That's Annie's Enchanted Years.
Yes.
And that is so much lighter and on a happier note. It includes all her travels throughout teenage life.
And, oh, yes.
Yes. And there are times that she was chosen to be student ambassador to Europe in 1995. And that was something that, you know, part of her culture and traveling. But I know we're discussing the Anna's spiritual journey today, but the first book, I think, is much more pleasurable as far as little children are concerned. This spiritual journey it takes a lot of meditation, and you've got to really want to read that. This is more for the mature audience, I believe, but again, it makes a lot of sense. And if you're in wonder as to what you believe and how you believe it, this is really a good book.
And the first book, as was mentioned by Hilda, is still available. You'll find it, of course, Googling it. Annie's Enchanted Years. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. In this book, you portray the emotions you feel along this journey with Annie, which lasted 20 years. What was this like for you to go back and to tell this story?
Well, a lot of it was painful. I wrote both books during the pandemic years, and I'm really a people person, and I love to be out, and this is kind of a shut-in time. And I gazed upon her enlarged picture above my fireplace, and it's like she was leading me every step of the way. I remember during her suffering at the later end, and if you read the book, you'll see not all of it was glorious, but we'd always say, look, you have lemon? You know, we're going to make lemonade.
Yep, yes.
And she said, Mama, I don't think there's enough sugar to make lemonade this time.
Oh,
and
geez.
That was one of her final days, but we don't want to skip and get into that now. What inspired me the most, I think, I felt a deep inner connection. Like it was just unbelievable or undescribable. Like I felt like she was right there in the room with me. Even as I'm speaking to you now, I can feel her presence. And I'd like to recommend this to any parent who has lost a child. Only you can know and understand what it's like. But if you turn your thoughts and your hopes and your inspirations inwardly and see what your child's been like, This is remarkable. You can have that unity, that spiritual connection, and take time to walk with your children, people. Take time.
You mentioned
all
those walks.
They tell you, listen.
You mentioned those walks that you took, and you look back on now, and those were memorable moments in your life. They were just simple times the two of you spent together. Talk about the impact those walks had. Obviously, they're vivid in your memory, even as we're speaking now.
Oh, yes. It's like they happened yesterday. We lived about 45 miles southwest of New Orleans in the early years. And then later, you know, we got closer to New Orleans. But for the walks, we went where they had these wooded areas. It was quiet. It was peaceful. And it was only what was really in our mind and in our soul that really surfaced. She would, you know, tell me what she believed and what she didn't believe. And of course, she was free to do that because I respected everything that she would think about. And unlike what, you know, what my mother thought, that's what was the key, and, you know.
Yes.
But, yeah, but she didn't believe that, you know, that she had to hide under a cloak of skepticism or something. She wanted to see more than what could meet the eyes. She said one day, Mama, Grandmother did a number on you. Now she's trying to get to me and trying to get me to believe everything that she believes. Now, at that time, my mother was 80, and I was up in age a little bit. I was 16. I had Annie, my angel Annie, was 16, but yet she had, and this book even portrays the angels and the, you know.
Yes.
She said that she believed that Grandma's ways and beliefs were more political than religious. And I thought, how can you say that? And it's about my mom. I didn't say anything, though. I'd never corrected her. I let her express what she felt. And I never thought that the day would come that I would look back on these things, remember them, and give them the credit that they do.
It's just an amazing story that is told in Hilda's book, Annie's Spiritual Journey, book available wherever books are sold. And as you're talking, I'm thinking generally that the young people in our family, children into young adults, are learning from the adults in the family. I got the impression you learned a lot, maybe even continue to learn a lot with Annie, with the memories you have. How important was that, that she was in your life? And even though your daughter, years younger, of course, you still were able to learn from her.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. If I look into some of the things, I saved some of the papers that she wrote in high school about what she believed and what she didn't believe and you know, how, you know, things were important to her. And it meant more to her to have dwellings on spiritual things and friendship and harmony than it did, you know, in making money or having jewelry and things. And I thought, that's unusual for a teenage girl.
Oh, yes. Or a teenage guy. Yes, that's exactly the case.
I really consider myself very, very blessed to have had the opportunity to have Angel Annie in my life. And now she's my real angel. And many times I asked her, guide me. I'm really kind of lost right now, baby. What should I do? One time I was driving to Pittsburgh and I said, oh my, I think I'm lost. I can swear I heard my voice say, what's new, Mom?
And I can see her saying that now, as you've described her in that conversation. What do you hope the takeaway is as people read this particular book, Annie's Spiritual Journey? What's the message you hope that they take away after reading it?
I hope they, especially the people who have lost a child,
yes,
take the opportunity to grasp all the good things that you can remember, whether your child was a toddler, whether your child was a teenager, or whether you're an elderly person and your children departed before you, which is a sad thing. But if you take time out to list all the important things, you know, life is not full of negatives. Yes, we have negatives, but the positives, if we look to them, are much more. And that's what I did. But her part, her being, herself, her attitude, her personality has always been with me. I really think it is an exceptional thing. And perhaps this is why that my book got recommended to you. I didn't realize it as I was writing it, but I feel that it is a very deep, deep subject, and it's a very extraordinary one. And it's told
so well. You've done such an excellent job of bringing Annie to life and this relationship you had and all of the inspirational things that she did that she's left behind, the memories that are encouragement to so many people. Are you working on another book now? You do an excellent job in writing.
Well, I did start the sketch for the third one, and it's Angel Annie Watches Over Children. And I just kind of got pictures and portraits and sketches, and I presented it to my niece. I mailed it to her, and she seemed to be most encouraging about it. She's a very successful lady in Birmingham, Alabama, and very close to me. Her mother was my sister, and she lost her mother. I lost my daughter. She's become like a daughter to me. But bless her soul, maybe I will write a third book, and it's because of her encouragement.
Well, what an amazing legacy that we have from Annie, the positive attitude she had. I mean, the way she looked at life, her goal setting, her accomplishments. It's a remarkable story that's told in this book, Annie's Spiritual Journey by Hilda Adams. The first book, Annie's Enchanted Years, was published in 2021, still available. You'll find both of these at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. A marketing consultant has been King Pages Press, and we thank them for arranging our conversation today to talk about this remarkable young lady and the stories that are told so well by her mother. Hilda, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us and telling this remarkable story.
Thank you. It's been quite a privilege to be able to share that with you and to share it with all the people out there who are willing to listen and perhaps who really need this book. Thank you.
I'm sure you will help people that have gone through situations as you have to help them get through very difficult times. And this book is Annie's Spiritual Journey. You'll find it wherever books are sold and link on directly to the Amazon page that Hilda has by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program, This Week in America, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.